好不好？我们再有一点的祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer again.
主啊，我们早晨是聚在你的面前。
Lord, this morning we gather before you.
主，我们真像诗人说，主，我们真的愿意更多的认识你。
Like the hymnist said, we want to know you more.
主啊，我们要更多认识你复活的大能。
We want to know the power of your resurrection.
我们要更多认识你无穷的生命。
And we want to know your life.
主，我们要更多得到圣灵的启示。
We want the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
使我们能够做一个真正跟随你的人。
That we will be one who truly follow you.
主，早晨我们一同等候在你面前。
And Lord, we wait upon you today.
主耶稣啊，怜悯我们，真的得着我们。
Have mercy on us, Lord. May you capture us.
使我们真的成为路中的人。
That we will be one who walk in the way.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.我们来读几段的圣经。
Let's read a few passages from Scripture.
以赛亚书第四十三章第十到第十三节。
Isaiah 43.
旧约以赛亚书四十三章第十到第十三节。
43:10-13.
耶和华说：“你们是我的见证。”我所拣选的仆人，既是这样，便可以知道且顺服我。我又明白，我就是耶和华，在我以前没有真神，在我以后也并没有，唯有我是耶和华，除我以外没有救主。我曾指示，我曾拯救，我曾说明，并且在你们中间没有别神。所以耶和华说，你们是我的见证，我也是神。自从有日子以来，我就是神，谁也不能救人脱离我手。我要行事，谁人阻止呢？
Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me.I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yeah, before the day was I am He, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it?
使徒行传第三章
Acts.Chapter 3.
我要从第一节读到第十六节。
From 1 to 16.
就不翻译了。
There's no translation.
读英文的，请你自己跟着读哈。
English reader, just read by yourself.
使徒行传第三章第一到第十六节。
3:1-16.
伸出祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿去，有一个人生来是瘸腿的。天天被人抬来放在殿的一个门口，那门名叫美门，要求进殿的人周济。他看见彼得约翰将要进殿，就求他们周济。彼得约翰定睛看他，彼得说，你看我们。那人就留意看他们，指望得着什么。彼得说，金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。于是拉住他的右手扶他起来，他的脚和踝子骨就立刻健壮，就跳起来站着又行走，同他们进了殿，走着跳着赞美神。百姓都看见他行走赞美神，认得他是那素常坐在殿的美门口求周济的，就因他所预着的事满心稀奇惊讶。十一节，那人正在称为所罗门的廊下拉着彼得约翰，众百姓一起跑到他们那里，很觉稀奇。彼得看见就对百姓说，以色列人啊，为什么把这事当作稀奇呢？为什么定睛看我们，以为我们凭自己的能力和虔诚使这人行走呢？亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神就是我们列祖的神，已经荣耀他的仆人耶稣，你们却把他交付比拉多，比拉多定义释放他，你们仅在比拉多面前弃绝了他，你们弃绝那圣洁公义者。 凡求着释放一个凶手给你们，你们杀了那生命的主，神却叫他从死里复活了。我们都是为这事做见证，我们因信他的名，他的名便叫你们所看见所认识的这人健壮了。正是他所赐的信心，叫这人在你们众人面前全然好。使徒行传第四章
Acts chapter 4
23-31
23-31。
我们还是请英文的自己读好不好？
So English reader just follow on。
23节，二人被释放，就到会友那里去，把祭司长和长老所说的话都告诉他们，他们听见了，就同心合意，高声的向神说：主啊，你是造天地海的和其中万物的，你借着圣灵托你仆人我们祖宗大卫的口说，外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事，世上的君王一起起来，臣宰也聚集要抵挡主，并主的受膏者，希律和本丢比拉多，外邦人和以色列民果然在城里聚集，要攻打你所高的圣仆耶稣，成就你手和你旨意所预定必有的事。他们恐吓我们，要现在求主见察，一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。33节，使徒大有能力见证主耶稣复活，众人都蒙大恩。我们圣经就暂时读这么多。
We'll read up to here。
我两周前跟大家提到，我们今天神救我们就是做主的见证。
I mentioned 2 weeks ago that today the Lord saved us to be His witnesses.
主的心意是要我们成为他的见证人。
His purpose is for us to be His witnesses.
我们每个蒙恩得救，主都给我们有个责任。
For all of us who are saved, we have a responsibility.
我们需要见证我们所认识这位主。
We have to witness whom we know.
所以我就问到，我们究竟见证什么？
So what are we witnessing about?
我上次说我会交通四点。
I said that I will fellowship on 4 points.
我只提了三点。
I've mentioned only 3.
我第一点我提到的。
First that I mentioned.
主要我们的见证不是只是外表有好的表现与好的态度。
Our witness is not just outward action or attitude.
弟兄姊妹，今天许多所谓信主了，我们只是外面有好的表现。这不是真的见证。
Many believers they have outward good action, but that does not mean that's good witness.
为什么基督徒会要走到我外面有好的表现呢？
Why do we want just outward good action?
因为我们读圣经听到耶稣说，你们是世界的光，也是世界的盐。
Because we read the Bible and it says that we are the light and the salt of this world.
或者说他说到你们要做光，你们要做盐。
Or he said, be ye salt and light.
但是我们要知道主的意思乃是要我们从生命显出这个光，显出这个盐。
But what the Lord wants is that through his life, we can have this light.
主没有意思要人造的光，也没有意思要人造的盐。
The Lord does not want something that is manufactured by men, whether it's light or salt.
因为这个光跟盐是从主的生命而产生的。
Because the light and salt is from the Lord's life.
人造的光不能够光照人。
Man-made light cannot enlighten man.
人造的盐不能够影响人，使人来认识主与爱主。
And man-made salt cannot influence people to love the Lord.
只有从他的生命出来的光能够光照人。
Only the light from his life can enlighten people.
只有从神出来的盐 能够真的把人引到神的面前。
And only the salt from God can lead people back to God.
所以我上次用了以扫与扫罗的以扫与雅各的例子。
And so I used the example of Esau and Jacob.
以扫在人看非常好的一个人。
To people, Esau is a good person.
但是他对属灵的事情他不看重，可能甚至是没兴趣。
But he did not give importance to spiritual things or have no interest in it.
但是雅各虽然他诡诈，但他看重属灵的事。
But Jacob, who is cunning and shrewd, he paid great attention to spiritual things.
因着他的看重这件事，摸着神的心，神就在他身上做工。
Because he put importance, it touches the heart of the Lord, and the Lord worked in him.
说圣经那句话哈，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。
And so the Lord said, Jacob, I love, and Esau, I hate.
说第一件事情我们需要的是我们必须里面，我们真的要主，对主属灵的事，说我们愿意竭力的来认识。
So we really need to want the Lord and pursue earnestly spiritual things.
第二个，我们需要有看见。
Second, we need to see.
我用了三个有钱人做例子。
I use three rich person as example.
马太，这个是税吏的，有钱。
Matthew, he's a tax collector and he's rich.
主耶稣那天过关的时候，就是看着他说，马太跟从，呼召他来跟从他，马太就什么都丢掉，就跟从主。
While he was collecting taxes, the Lord saw him and said, Matthew, follow me.
我们要问马太，你那天看到什么？
What did Matthew see that day that he followed immediately?
你真人就是爱钱，你才做这份工作的。你那天就是你从耶稣身上看到什么，你全部放掉。
Well, the fact that he had this job is because he loves money. What did he see that day for him to forsake money?
撒该，他够多钱了。但他里面不满足。
Zacchaeus, he has a lot of money, but there's lack in him.
他听到耶稣的事，他说：“我想来看看耶稣究竟是怎么样一号的人物。”
So when he heard about Jesus, he said, "I want to see this Jesus. Who is he?"
当耶稣碰见他之后，耶稣所说：“我今天要来你家。”
When Jesus met him, Jesus said, "Today I want to come to your house."
他就能够把一半给穷人，他敲诈了谁还他十倍。
And immediately, Zacchaeus can give half to the poor and pay four times those who he have cheated.
我们要问，撒该，你究竟看见耶稣什么？
So Zacchaeus, what did you see in Jesus?
耶稣没要求过你一分钱，你却全部给差不多全部身家给出去了。
Jesus did not demand anything, and yet you gave almost everything.
我们要问那少年的官。
Now how about the rich young ruler?
他也很有钱。
He is also rich.
但他来到问耶稣说：“哎，我要怎么才能够过一个有丰盛、有永生的生活呢？”
And he come and ask, "How can I have an abundant eternal life?"
他守诫命都守。
I have kept all the commandments since my youth.
主耶稣就说：“你就撇下所有，跟从我。”
And the Lord said, "Give up everything and follow me."
这是马太所做的。
This is what Matthew had done.
但是这少年的官忧忧愁愁地走。
But then this young, rich young ruler sorrowfully left.
他在耶稣身上没看到他想要的。
Because he did not see in Jesus what he wanted.
今天有个问题，我们有真看见我们的主吗？
Today, there's a question. Have you really seen the Lord?
刚刚伯敏聚会的时候唱的，我知道我所信的是谁。
During the breaking of the bread, we sang, "I know whom I believe."
我们要问自己，我真的知道我所信的是谁吗？
Let's ask ourselves, do we know who we believe?
我在想起这个人类历史里面最早的两个孩子。
In man's history, the two earlier children.
该隐跟亚伯。
Cain and Abel.
我相信他们父母会告诉他们说，这个我们父母犯罪了，所以啊，今天我们成为罪人了啊，这个我们要敬畏神啊，献祭给神。
I'm sure the parents told them that we have sinned. Today we're sinners. We need to sacrifice before the Lord.
我们看到 该隐、哦、要献祭、哦、我种田反正我要吃我把吃种田里面的献给神
Cain was a farmer and he said I will use the fruit of my work and give it to the Lord
但是奇怪的神不愿啊
But the Lord did not accept that、
哎、他也劳苦了
Well he had labored
他好好种田种出来了
He labored for that fruit for
他也把这个给神的
And he wanted to give it to the Lord
但神不看重
And yet the Lord did not accept him
亚伯呢
How about Abel
他把一个羊杀掉然后把脂油献给神
Abel killed a lamb and offered it to the Lord
我们要问这两兄弟这个亚伯看到什么是该隐 miss it 没看到的
What did Abel see that Cain did not
你知道亚伯有一个事情他真的看到的是我是个罪人
What Abel saw was I am a sinner
我到神面前只有死路一条
There is no way for me to go to the Lord
神是圣洁的我一个罪到神面前就被杀
God is holy and I'm a sinner If I come before him I will be killed
他做两件事情
And so he did two things
他到神面前说神啊我已经杀了一个羊羔这个羊是代替我已经死了所以我能够到你面前的
So he came before the LordThis lamb is dead. It's my substitute, so I can come before you.
第二个，我接着他流出的血，你要赦免我的罪。
And through the blood of this lamb before you, you can forgive my sins.
他的地位站住了，神悦纳他所献的祭。
He has the right position, and so the Lord accepted his
sacrifice. 该隐的地位没站对，神不能悦纳他的祭。
While Cain did not stand in the right position and the Lord cannot accept the sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹我们今天一定要求主开我们的眼给我们自己看到我的确是个罪人。
Today we need to see that truly we are sinners.
不是因为人人都是罪人所以我是罪人我根本没感觉我好得很。
It's not that oh everybody's a sinner but I feel I'm still good.
我们要真的看到我是个罪人
We have to see that I am a sinner
所以主耶稣在地上说康健的人用不着医生有病的人才用得着
That's why the Lord said those who are healthy have no need for doctors only those who are sick need physicians
他说我来不是来造义人我来是来造罪人
And I come not to look for the righteous but for sinners
只有一个里面真的自发现我是个罪人我才会到主面前说主啊救拯救
Only when you know that you're a sinner will you come before the Lord and say Lord save me
所以主耶稣说人子来就是要寻找失丧的人
And that's why it says that the Son of Man come to seek the lost
你认为你好得很你不会来找主
If you think you're good, you're okay, you will not come to
see the Lord. 只有你发现我迷失了，我失丧了，主啊，救我，我们才会到主面前来。
Only when you realize that you are lost will come before the Lord and say, Save me, Lord.
这是我们该有的地位。
This is the position we need to take.
但是今天在地上，不要说不信主的人，今天所谓信主人，多少人没看到我真的是一个罪人。
But today, we don't have to talk about unbelievers. Even believers, they have not seen that they are sinners.
第二个点，我上次提到的，这个主不是看重工作与方法，主要我们经历它。
The Lord does not put importance in work, but he, or in methods, but he wants us.
我们的见证是从我们的经历中来见证他是真的。
It is from our experience that we can witness that he is real.
所以从不管是保罗还是约翰，他们都说我们是把我们所看见的、所听见的来在这里做见证的。
And so whether it's Paul or John, they all say that we bear witness from what we have seen and what we have heard.
约翰还在加多一句话，他说。是我亲眼看的， 是我亲耳听的，是我亲手摸的。
And John even added that I see with my own eyes, I heard with my own ear, and I touched, I handled with my hands.
今天基督徒啊，在这件事中，我又不是活在耶稣的时代，我哪有机会摸到耶稣呢？
Many Christians today say, well, I don't live in the Lord's time, how can I touch him?
所以我们今天整天的许多人都说，我要去摸，我要用我的肉身的耳朵，肉身的眼睛，肉身的手要摸到主。不，主在这里根本不是讲这件事。
Many people think that they can see, hear, or touch with their physical ear, eyes, or hand. But this is not what the Lord is saying.
你要知道，主今天给了我们一个器官，是能够接触到我们的主的。
Today, the Lord gave us a faculty that we can be in touch with Him.
所有人里面都有个灵，这个灵是能够跟主交通的。
There is a spirit within us, and this spirit can communicate with the Lord.
如果我们这个灵不恢复过来，我们就没办法跟主沟通。
Unless our spirit is made alive, we cannot communicate with the Lord.
除非我们的灵，我们愿意去操练这个灵，使这个灵是 function 的，我们也没办法从里面触摸到我们的主。
And unless we exercise our spirit and our spirit is functioning, we cannot touch the Lord.
我们要亲耳、亲眼、亲手摸到主。
We have to see him with our own eyes, hear him with our own ear, and handle him with our own hands.
我们靠别人的讲别人的见证是没用的。
If we depend on other people's testimony, it's useless.
或者说是不够的，需要我们亲自碰到。
Or it's not enough because we have to touch him ourselves.
我们可能很喜欢读很多的属灵书。
True, we like to read spiritual books.
我们可能听很多的讲道。
Or we hear a lot of messages.
如果不是我们亲自碰到主的，这个都是 second hand.
But unless we first hand touch the Lord, all of these other things are second hand.
这种第二手的碰到的，对我们帮助不大。
The second hand is not that great of a help to us.
主今天要我们是第一手能够碰到他。
What the Lord wants is for us to touch him first hand.
所以我们要见证我们的主，我们的见证要是真的，是我们第一手，我们能够接触到我们的主的。
To be witnesses, we have to experience him first hand.
我第三点提到我们的见证是什么呢？
Third is, what is our witness?
我们今天要见证的主是真的，主是活的。
We want to witness that the Lord is real and He is alive.
我们今天要见证主是真的，我们必须先发现他是真的，然后我们经历他是真的。
To witness that He is alive, or that He is real, we have to know ourselves that He is real and experience.That he is real.
我最近遇到一个朋友说，我要信耶稣的话，这是一场赌博。
A friend said, it's a gamble to believe in Jesus.
我把他压在耶稣身上，说他是真的。哇，这是真的真的吗？如果又发现这是假的，那我这个压错。
If I put all my chips on the Lord and said he is real, what if he's not? Then I lost everything.
我真的很想信他，说我很想压在他身上，但是呢？我不知道他是真的假的，我希望他是真的。
I really want to put all my chips on him, and but I don't know if it's real. I just wish he is real.
弟兄姊妹，这会不会我们也很多人这不知不觉也是在压在主的身上
？Now are we kind of the same way that we're putting our chips on the Lord?
然后我们整天问，主有没有跟我讲话？我们怎么跟主讲话？这个都问了一堆这些问题。
But then we continually ask.Oh, have I heard from the Lord? Has the Lord spoken to me? I'm not sure.
我觉得有一个弟兄说他这个，如我们要最少从客观上面要看到，这耶稣，这个他是真的。
So at least from the objective side, we have to see that Jesus is real.
他提了三件事情啊，我们能够来看的。他说，如果他说他不信主的时候，他就说，如果主耶稣是真的，他应该有几件事是跟常人是不同的。
So this brother said that before he believed, he said, if Jesus is real, these three conditions should at least be met.
他的出生与人不同。
First, his birth is different from any other.
他的形式与人不同。
The way he do things is totally different.
他的死与人不同。
And then his death is also different.
主耶稣的出生是从女生的。
The Lord was born of the Virgin Mary.
这个女孩没经过男人怀孕。
So, this woman got pregnant not through a man.
并且这个预言在主出生前800年就预言 她要从一个没经过男人而怀孕的女人生下来的。And
this was prophesied 800 years ago that the Lord will be born of a virgin.
然后她的形式呢?
Now how about the way he lived?
她自己说我就是那个创造宇宙的神。He
said that I am the one who created the heavens and the earth.
她也用她的行动医病赶鬼使人复活来证明她就是神。
Through healing and raising the dead, he proved that he is God.
然后呢, 他的死, 他被钉死, 但是他三天后,
and then his death, he was crucified, and 3 days he rose again.
那我们今天要见证他是活的。
Today we want to witness that he is alive.
所以主在当日留了一些人是真的在主复活的时候见过他。
And so the Lord kept some who have seen him resurrected.
圣经告诉我们说, 除了这11个使徒, 还有一些妇女以外, 还有500人一次看到活的主。
So other than the 12 disciples, the women, there were 500 who saw that he was raised from the dead.
弟兄姊妹, 这是客观的事实, 但是很需要我们里面眼睛被打开, 真的看到。
These are objective truth, but we need our eyes to be open to really see them.
当我们里面眼睛打开了，我们需要去经历，我们这位主是真的，是活的。
And then when our inner eyes are open, then we experience that the Lord is real and alive.
我们能够跟他祷告，我能够触碰到我的主的。I
can pray to him, I can touch him.
圣灵会在我里面引导我，感动我。
And the Holy Spirit will lead me and prompt me.
神也能够借助环境、所有的人事物或者直接来跟我们谈话。
Through circumstances, things, and people, or directly, the Lord can speak to us.
第四点哈,
and then the fourth,
做见证是有结果的。
There is result from witnessing.
我们不要以为做见证讲完就是拜拜走了。
We cannot think that, oh, giving a witness and then that's it, we leave.
做见证是有果效的。
There should be fruit from witnessing.
所以我刚刚跟大家读了两段的使徒行传的这个发生的事。
So I read 2 passages from Acts.
第一个在使徒行传第3章。
First is on chapter 3.
我们知道那个有个生来瘸腿的人。
There was one who was lame from birth.
他每天就是圣殿开门的时候被人抬到圣殿的美门面前，求进圣殿这个限制的人给钱。
Every day he was carried to the beautiful gate before the temple and then to ask for alms.
今天来了两个特别的人，叫彼得、约翰。
Today 2 special persons came, Peter and John.
这个生来瘸腿的，他只有一件事给钱呢。我所看到所有进来的人就给钱了 ，nothing new， 没有什么特别的。To
this one who was born lame, all he wants is alms from these people.
但是啊，这次彼得、约翰来了，他们没钱。说他们怎么说？他说我没钱啊。Today
Peter and John came, and they don't have money, so they said, "Silver have I none."
我还没讲。钱嘛。对对对对对对对。他说我对，我错了，他讲对了，他说我没钱，但是他说什么？我把所有的给你。But
I give everything to you.
哎，这句话如果你坐在那，哎呦，你所有，是你家产哦，对不对？So
if you're the one sitting there, said, "Oh, everything, all your wealth."
你知道我有缺陷，我今天有需要，你把所有，我就今天想你要给我什么了。
So you start thinking, if you're giving me everything, what would that be?
但是他没有想到彼得约翰，他说，我奉拿撒勒耶稣的名叫你起来行走。
But he can never imagine that Peter and John said, by the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I command you to walk.
他就跳起来了，从一辈子没走过路的。
So he was leaping and he had never walked his whole life.
我们这里有没有物理治疗师啊？这个只要你知道我儿子那时候跌断手啊，这个带了石膏。
Do we have physical therapists here? When my son, when his arm got broken,
我们只是晚一点叫他拆石膏洞，他手已经不能动了，已经回不去原来的位置了。
And there was cast, and after the cast was removed, he cannot move his arm.
这个人生来没走过路的，怎么不懂得走路的？怎么一句话会走会跳
？Now this person has never walked in his life, and just one word.He was able to rise up and leap.
弟兄姊妹，不要说今天我们许多人怀疑这个是真的吗？
Maybe we think, is that true? Is that real?
在那时候都把他找，哎，他真的生来是瘸腿的，真的是他吗？你们是换人了吧？
Even at that time, people said, well, did he really walk and was he born lame? They asked people.
周遭的人说就是他，每天就是他，已经很久了，就是他生来不能走路，现在会走路，怎么会走的？
And the people,
那两个人给他走的。
And the people said, yes, that's true. And how can he walk? Those two people, they were the ones to make him walk.
彼得约翰在这里做见证说，你们不要以为是我们两个人给他。
But Peter and John said, don't think it's us who made him walk.
他就对周遭这种犹太人嘛，他说，是你们所杀的那个生命的主，神已经叫他复活，是这位的主使他能够走的。
And he said to them, it is the Lord whom you killed. He is the one who made them walk.
弟兄姊妹，见证是带下能力。
Witnessing comes with power.
见证没带下能力，我们的见证就不真。
If our witnessing does not come with power, then our witnessing is not real.
我们的见证只留在言语，就是嘴唇上面的，没有带下能力。
Then our witnessing just stops at lip service, and there's no power with it.
你如果看那段圣经里面，他说这个到了第四章，他们被抓。
In the fourth chapter, they were captured.
有代价的，我们要做见证是有代价的。
There is a price to pay in witnessing.
你知道这个保罗在罗马书他一开始说我不以福音为耻。
Paul said that I am not ashamed of the gospel.
到他晚年，他告诉提摩太说，你不要以福音为耻。
And in his old age, he said to Timothy, do not be ashamed of the gospel.
我们今天去讲可以，我们没有能力带下来了。
Today we can say that, but there's no power with it.
我们如果我们的见证是真的，你要知道主 endorse it, 他的能力是跟着来的。
If our witnessing is real, the Lord endorsed it and come with power.
你看这些门徒们。这个他们彼得他们被抓了，他们说他们坚定的往前，并且同心的祷告。
So after they were arrested, Peter and John, they go right ahead and was in one accord.
他们祷告说，他说求你给我大放胆量讲你的道。
They prayed for boldness to speak His words.
因为我们没有胆的原因是什么？我们没经历过，主有这么真吗？
We are not bold enough because we have not experienced that God is really true.
他们跟主祷告说，伸出你的手，医治疾病。
And he says, stretch out your hand to heal the sick.
并使神迹奇事以耶稣的名显出来。
And then there will be miracles because of the name of the Lord.
你要他祷告，跟我们很多祷告，我们求主，你这医我，主你不行了，这个，我这考试，你不带我，这是完蛋了，这个哈，我们都就是整天在那里求。
Look at that, his prayer is different from ours. We're just begging and begging for this and that.
主，这些弟兄们的祷告是以主的事为念。
This prayer of the brothers have God's business in mind.
弟兄姊妹，我们能够以主的事为念，主也纪念我们的事。
If we have God's business in mind, He will remember us.
我们不是在这里做交换，因为主有他的主权，但是我们不管怎么样，总以主的事为念。
We are not talking about an exchange with the Lord, because the Lord is sovereign.
你看他们祷告完了，记在什么？聚会的地方震动。
And after they prayed, what does it say? The place was shaken.
我当时读以为大地都震动，没有，就聚会的地方震动。
I thought that everywhere it was shaking, but no, it was just the place of the assembly was shaken.
然后呢，他说被圣灵充满，都放胆能够讲主的道。
And they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God.
用什么？我们要看见主是活的，我们也要经历他是活的。
We need to see that the Lord is alive, and we need to experience that He is living.
他们的祷告就是在摇动神的手。
Their prayer is moving the hand of God.
我们不是在说主，你听不听啊 ？No, 他是真的在那里摇动主的手。
So they're not saying, Lord, are you going to hear us?
我们的祷告，主啊，给我一份工作，主啊，我想留在美国，你给我找到工作。我们都是只用自己做出发点的。
Our prayers are usually out of ourselves. We say, "Oh Lord, give me a job. I want to stay here."
但主在这里要我们要看到倒转，要来看到一下，主你是全能的神。我们昨天在聚会的时候，我们唱一首诗歌哈，所以我们常常唱了，主你是全有、全主、全丰的神。
We have to see that He's all-powerful. Yesterday, we sing a song that He is the all-sufficient God.
有人问我，你真的能够说你的好处不在主以外吗？
Can you really say that other than the Lord, you don't have any goodness?
弟兄姊妹，我们必须能够经历，从心底里面能够说，主，我的好处的确不在你。
May we be able to say from our heart that apart from you, there's no good.
弟兄姊妹啊，只要我们的呼求是合他心意的，没有一件是不成就。
As long as what we want is in His will, there's nothing that cannot be accomplished.
今天的问题是我们许多的祷告都不合他的心意。
Today the problem is many of our prayers are not according to
His will. 我们的出发点都是为自己，不是为着他。
Because we only come out from ourselves.
以致我们许多的祷告似乎就石沉大海了。
And so the prayer are just lost in the sea.
我们除了看见我们的主是复活的主，
We need to see that our Lord is the resurrected one.
主今天也要我们经过死而复活，也要有死而复活的经历。
And today He wants us to experience deathand resurrection.
你就要知道我们有死而复活的经历，那是完全你对主的认识就开始一个跳跃。
If you really experience death and resurrection, then your knowledge of the Lord will jump one level higher.
我上次提过亚伯拉罕，他能够看到神是死无变为有，是死人复活的神，他整个对主的认识完全重写一篇。
When Abraham sawThat God is the God who can make things out of nothing, and the God who will raise the dead. Then his knowledge of the Lord completely changed.
弟兄姊妹，真的能够我们被带到死地，是一定带出复活的。
If we are bring to the ground of death, we will have the ground of resurrection.
今天问题是我们很多都是假死。
Today the problem is we fake death.
我以为死。
Or we think we die.
我想死。
Or we want to die.
我讲这个是己的死哈，不是真的死哈。
I'm talking about the death of the self life.
我们想，我们也好像环境很艰难的时候，我死了。
When things are hard, I say, "Oh, I'm dead."
但是很多是假死。
But those are just fake deaths.
啊，我们很多时候，我们虽然已经说好了，我已经在死地，但我里面不平，我里面愤怒。
Or maybe you say I'm on the ground of death, but inside of me, I still have anger in me.
或者说啊，我今天在这个情况里面，我实在很委屈。
Or I said, oh, I'm so pitiful.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个啊都没有真的死。
If you are like that, you didn't have real death.
我们没有真的死，我们就不会有真的复活的见证。
If you do not have real death, you will not have the witness of resurrection.
我今天愿意用圣经几个人的人物来在这里看一下。
So let's look at a few characters from the Bible.
什么他让他们挤得死，而在复活的里面完全变一个人。
How because of the death of self-life, they have the real resurrection.
第一个人是保罗。
First is Paul.
你知道他过去是一个自以为是的人，但是到最后他能够行神的旨意。
In the past, he is somebody, but in the end, he was able to do the will of God.
他很热心的侍奉神，他认为我迫害基督徒，我把他们下在监里面是侍奉神。
In the past, he has zeal. He thought that if he persecuted a Christian, he's doing God's will.
他没看到他做错的。
He didn't see that he was wrong.
直到有一天有个大光照他，他瞎了，他里面眼睛打开了，原来我错。
Until one day, the light shone on him, and his inner eye opened, and he realized he was wrong.
这是他人生的一个转捩点。
This is a turning point in his life.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们要问自己，我们人生都要有转捩点的，但是有哪一个是这么大的转捩点把我转到往生走了？
We all have turning points, but which turning point is the great turning point that led us to God?
你知道保罗这个转捩点是大的，因为他过去认为他都是对的，他现在突然间发现我过去全部是错的。
To Paul, this is a great turning point because before he thought he was right, but then he found out he was totally wrong.
他不只自己看见我过去是错的，我还承认我是错的。
Not only did he see that he was wrong, he admitted he was wrong.
我承认我走的路是错的，我侍奉的路也是错的。
He admitted that the way he took was wrong and the way of he served is also wrong.
弟兄姊妹，要他能够承认放下这个太难了，面子很难放。
To be able to accept and admit this is very hard. It's a very big slap on the face.
好多年前我跟一个60多岁一个太太跟她信佛的，她是一辈子信佛，我跟她传福音。
I was sharing the gospel with a woman who had been a Buddhist for 60 years.
其实我们谈到一个地步，他都想信耶稣了。
We talked to a point where she wanted to believe in Jesus.
但是呢，他后来想一想，我现在60几岁，我来承认我这40年我都是信错了，这个好像对自己不住啊，这个我那白过日子啊。
Then she thought, well, I'm in my 60s now, and I have to admit that 40-some years, I'm totally wrong. I can't take that.
现在他已经就过了十几年，快20年了，他还在信他的佛。
Now it has passed another 10-15 years. She's still a Buddhist.
里面已经有感动了，这个是错的，但是为着面子，为着什么各样的原因，我就坚持走下去。
She was touched that this is wrong, and yet because of not wanting to lose face, she wanted to keep on going.
这个要承认过去是错的，这个面子白下来不容易。
To admit that you have gone the wrong way and lay that down is very hard.
嘴巴可以讲，行动是最难的。
You can say it with your mouth, but to do it is very hard.
我们行动能够真的死，我跟你讲，我们这不是终点，因为活的要在前面就出现。
If we can do it too, then there's something still ahead.
所以保罗这个改变哈，这个你发现他以后他的侍奉是一个很有效的侍奉，并且传到外邦人去了。
And so you can see because of this change, his service in the end is very fruitful, and he went to preach to the Gentiles.
说他在晚年的时候，他说我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
And so at the end of his life, he said, I was obedient to the heavenly vision.
他曾经肉身的眼睛瞎了，但里面的眼睛开了。
It's true that his physical eyes were blinded, but his inner eyes were open.
这个大光照他，把他过去结束了，开始一个，这个是他对自己的一个结束，开始一个新的一页。
This light ended his past, ended the self life, and began a new beginning.
把他带进一个复活的境界里面去了。
And then brought him to resurrection ground.
第二个人叫做约瑟。
The second person was Joseph.
他这个他是一个服侍自己的人，对自己非常自由，这个怎么讲？感觉良好的人。
He is one who serves himself, who thinks highly and good of himself.
因为他爸爸的宝贝儿子。
Because he was the favorite son of his dad.
他年轻的时候发了两个梦，这个所有的哥哥还有一个弟弟都跪拜我。
He had two dreams. All the elder brothers and also a younger brother all bowed down and worshiped him.
第二个不得了了，太阳、月亮、星星都要拜他，爸爸妈妈也要拜我。
The second dream, even the parents have to bow down and worship him.
你看他自我多良好。
You see how good he feels about himself.
神要用这个人，能够他有一天他能够服侍人跟爱人。
But the Lord wants to use this person that one day.He can serve people and love people.
说他的经历是什么？他被卖，成为奴隶。第二个，他下到监里面成囚犯。
So the Lord, what the Lord did was to sold him as a slave and to be imprisoned.
这是他人生一个大的转捩点。
This is a great turning point in his life.
主啊，我究竟错在哪里？
He said, Lord, where did I go wrong?
为什么我会从一个父亲的宝贝儿子现在到了囚犯。
How can I drop from a favorite son to one who is in prison?
他曾经想用人的方法出来，神没容许，叫他等到神的时候放他。
He was thinking of using a man's way, but the Lord had his time.
所以我们发现啊，当他终于接受这个环境的时候，就说时候到了。把他提出来，成为埃及的宰相，万人之上，一人之下，万人之上。
So when he accepted from the Lord this circumstance, the Lord in his time let him out, and he became the prime minister and was above all and only under one.
他不止他的地位变了，他的心也变了。
Not only his position changed, but his heart also changed.
当他有着七年的旱灾没有粮食的时候，他哥哥都来找他拿食物。
So in the 7 years of famine, the brothers came to look for food.
你知道约瑟怎么讲？我没有恨他们，我都原谅他们。他能够把他们与父亲都接到埃及来居住。
And Joseph said, I don't hate them, I've forgiven them, and he was able to take.All of them to Egypt.
他能够有这个转变，乃是他经历过一个不是一般人能够经历的，从王子变囚犯。
To have this change, it's an experience that not everybody can take. From a prince, he dropped to a prisoner.
第三个人。
And the third person.
彼得。
Peter.
彼得这个人啊，什么叫第一的？
For Peter, he wants to be number one.
我想，如果今天在学校读书，那我就要第一名。
If he were in school, he wants to be the first place.
有机会讲话，他一定第一个抢着讲的。
If he has a chance to talk, he will be the first one to talk.
圣经怎么说？连不知道讲什么，他还是要讲。
Even if he doesn't know what to say, he'll be saying the one first one to say.
不知道这个跟美国人今天说我在想什么，就是 speak it out loud, 就是我在想什么就讲出来了。
Kind of like Americans today, they want to speak their mind out.
彼得就是总是抢着第一个讲话。
So Peter was always the first one to speak.
他似乎告诉大家说，我什么都知道。
What he wants to say is, I know everything.
当主耶稣复活了之后，主耶稣问了他一句话， 他说你爱我比这个更深吗？
After the Lord has resurrected, he asked Peter, Do you love me more than these?
我们如果很热心怎么说啊？我们说、啊、当然我爱你哦。
If we're full of zeal, what will we say? We say, of course, Lord, I love you.
当然这个女朋友如果问这个、男生一定要讲当然我爱你。
If your girlfriend asks you this question, of course you're going to respond, I love you.
你看彼得回答这个是有不同。
But look at Peter's answer, it's quite different.
他说主啊，是的，你知道我爱。
Peter said, Yes, Lord, you know I love you.
他多了三个字，叫做你知道。
He added a few words. It says, you know.
过去是我知道，现在变的是你知道。
Before he said, I know. Now he said, you know.
什么让他变了？
What changed him?
因为只有他一个人在主钉死之前否认主，还不一次，三次否认主。
Because he was the only one who denied the Lord, not only once, but three times.
是谁曾经宣告说，别人都否认，我为你死都行的？
Who was the one who proclaimed that even if everybody leave you, I will still be there for you?
有谁比我更爱你？当然除了约翰，有谁比我更爱你呢？这个，为你死都行。
Well, other than John, who else loves you the most? Who can die for you?
结果到最后呢，是自己为着爱惜自己，三次否认认识主。
But then in the end, because loving himself, he denied the Lord three times.
这件事完全把他杀了。
Now this thing killed him.
他对自己完全失望。
Because he had no hope on himself.
我的主还接纳我吗？
Would the Lord still accept me?
我还有机会跟我的主吗？
Do I still have a chance to follow him?
你发现当主耶稣复活给他显现不止一次了。
So the Lord, when he appeared after resurrection, it's not only once.
彼得有一天就说，我们去打鱼去。
And Peter said one day, let's go fishing.
见到主又怎么样？我也不知道会怎么样。打鱼吧，我就是要去回去打鱼了。
I want to go back fishing. I don't even know what will happen if I meet the Lord.
看见我们复活的主还回去打鱼。
He had already seen our resurrected Lord, and yet he went back fishing.
你要知道他影响力很大，其他们说，我们也陪你去打鱼。
Well, he had a great influence. The others followed suit.
说主又要来一次。
And so the Lord has to appear one more time.
对主来说，我一定要把彼得得着。
Because the Lord has to take him back.
就特别问彼得，你爱我吗？
And so he asked Peter, "Do you love me?"
他的目的要把彼得真的挽回回来。
His motive is to restore Peter.
这个给彼得突然间发现，我过去是我知道，今天是你知道，我不知道。
And this led Peter to know that in the past I know, but now you know.
因着这个的改变，他的侍奉开始有果效。
Because of this change, there is fruit in his service.
因为主曾经讲过，你要得人如得鱼一样。
Now the Lord has said in the past that you will be fisher of men.
说他传福音可以有三千人、五千人信主。
So when he preached the gospel, there were 3,000, 5,000 saved.
神借着他打开福音到外邦人去。
And through him, opened the door to the Gentiles too.
他从对极的死进入到复活的境地里面，他的侍奉是带着能力。
So from the death to self-life,He entered the ground of resurrection and his service was with power.
第四个人是摩西。
The fourth person is Moses.
他是王宫里面的养子。
Now, Moses was an adopted prince.
但是他也是王子了。
But he still is a prince.
他在这里，他圣经说他学尽埃及一切的学问，行军、打仗、建筑都会。
He had all the learnings of Egypt, building, fighting, everything.
我有什么不行的？
Well, is there anything that he cannot do?
我恐怕我们在这里也很多弟兄姊妹说，我有什么不行的？
Maybe some brothers and sisters say, well, is there anything that I cannot do?
我难处来了我就解嘛。
If there's a problem, I'm going to solve it.
我够能干可以解的，没东西可以拦倒我的。
I'm very capable. Nothing can beat me.
这就是摩西。
This is the way.
我能够。
He said, I can.
但是到后来，他说，神，你能够。
But later on, he said, God, you can.
他一生可以分三段啊，头四十年都是我能够。I'm very capable. 我能够。
His life can be divided into three stages. First stage, he said, I can.
但到了最后的四十年，他说，只有你能够。
But the last 40 years, what did he say?
He said,
you can.
什么是他的转捩点呢？
Where is the turning point?
是他中间的四十年。
It's the 40 years in between.
他四十年在看羊。
40 years he was looking after sheep.
你想想看，你今天你很能够，结果呢？哎呦，不行，今天很多人爱看 pad， 这个，我一直在想说，把你这么能干的人，有什么让你就说你一生没用了？
For such a person who's so capable, now he's put in a place. What can you do?
摩西是能言善辩的人。
Eloquent. So Moses was an eloquent man.
但是最后是跟牛羊讲话。
But then now he has to be talking to sheep.
说当神在呼召他的时候，我不会讲话。
And so when the Lord called him again, he said, "I cannot speak."
我四十年没看人了。
Because 40 years I've not been talking to men.
我是看动物。
All I see are sheep.
所以你发现他一生是什么？我能，我不能，你能。
So his life is marked by I can, I cannot, you can.
哪一件事成为他的转捩点？
So what thing turned him around?
很有热心。
He was full of zeal.
我要救我的同胞。
I want to save my countrymen.
所以看到埃及人欺负我们希伯来人，哇，一拳就把他打死。
So when he saw an Egyptian, bullying a Hebrew, he killed that Egyptian.
这是从他的热心天然的能力，他要来侍奉神，神根本不接受。
From his zeal and natural life, he wants to do things, and God did not accept it.
他只要逃了，埃及王要追杀他，他只要逃了。
So he ran away because he was being chased by Pharaoh.
用什么呀？因为他太能干。
Because he's so capable.
神要用四十年才死。
The Lord had to use 40 years for him to die.
这四十年，我终于承认我不行。
40 years, then he admit that he cannot.
弟兄姊妹，我们在座有多少认为我很能干的？
Are there any here who thinks they are very capable?
你越觉得你能干，我就不知道主要用多少年才让你发现我不行。
The more you think you're capable, I don't know how many years the Lord has to use to let you know you cannot.
因为只有被我们带到发现我不行了，我最后的经历，原来只有你行。
Only when we are brought to a point where we know that we cannot, can we say that only you can.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天啊，我们除了我们看的，真的看见主复活，也经历主复活。
Only when we see and experience the power of His resurrection,
我们自己也要在经历什么叫做主把我带到死地，又进入复活的境地。
And also we experience death and then being brought to resurrection ground.
弟兄姊妹，我们讲的见证不止我们口讲，我这个人就成为一个见证。
And our witness would not be what we say, but who we are.
因为这个不是表面的一个改变，乃是彻底的。神做了一件事在我们身上，使我们变了一个人。
Because this is not a superficial change. This is God had done something in us, and we have changed from inside out.
所以这个是我们每个人今天所呼召我们做他的见证。
This is our call, the call of the Lord to everyone to be His witness.
我要用一点点时间，我就讲多一个，就是教会的见证。
I want to mention the testimony of the church.
我们个人要见证主是真的，主是活的，教会也要见证主是真的，主是活的。
We individually witness that the Lord is real and He is alive, and the church the same way.
教会在地上的见证，乃是我要见证。 基督耶稣是头，我们是他的身体。
The church has to testify that the Lord is Lord and we are his body.
教会不是独裁，教会也不是民主，教会是神主。
There should be no dictatorship in the church, nor should it be a democracy, but it should be ruled by God.
每一个重生得救的弟兄姊妹都是主身体里面的肢体。
Every born again believer is a member of the body of Christ.
但是如果这个肢体不让头来指使的话，他在这个身体他的功用不会显出来了。
But if this member is not under the authority of the head, his function cannot be shown.
如果在这个身体里面只有少数的肢体不愿意受头的支配的话，他这个身体就有了缺陷。
If a small group in the a small group of members in the body is not under authority, then there would be lack in this body.
如果是大多数的肢体不能够让头来支配的话，这个身体就瘫痪。
If most members are not under the authority, then this body is paralyzed.
教会就是这个身体，如果这个身体瘫痪，教会只剩下就是 program， 就是只有外面的工作，没有真实身体的实际。
If this body is paralyzed, then it can only have program and there's no real ministry.
身体的运作是要叫做神给每个肢体的恩赐与托付，我们彼此顺服的。
For the body to real function is that all the gifts and entrustment. The gifts and entrustment have to be submitting to one another.
如果我们这个肢体，我们所想的都是世界的方法，人的情感，我的权利，那就不可能。
If the body thinks about worldly method or my rights and my emotion, then it does not work.
这是我们一般人都想到这个的。
Most of us think about those things.
但是如果肢体只想这个的话，那我们在这里不会有真实身体的这个彼此的顺服。
If we only think about this thing, there would not be submitting to one another.
如果我们没有主的心思，我们就没有办法能够把自己摆进身体里面，让这个身体运作出来的。
If we do not have the mind of Christ, we cannot be in this body and function well.
不止严重，不止不能够让它运作。或者运作不好，可能到一个地步是破坏这个身体的运作。
Maybe not only make it not function, but also destroy its function.
我们现在看人哈，一个 baby， 一个婴孩，他已经是人，四肢都健全，但是他没办法彰显一个人该有的。
The baby has everything that the body has, but it cannot function fully.
因为他所有的都只有肉体，什么都是为自己。
Because all he wants is for himself. It's all flesh.
我们蒙恩得救，我们是从 baby 慢慢长大。
When we're saved, we start as an infant and then grow gradually.
如果我们在主里面，我们还是 baby 的话
，If in the Lord we're still babies,
圣经给我们看到，就需要教会有权柄。给这些 baby 能够这个学习怎么叫顺服。
Then we need authority in the church to help the babies learn to obey.
让每一个生命能够长。
So that all the life can grow.
当这个生命长的时候。
And when the life grows,
我们需要心思意念能够一直更新。
Then we have to have renewing of the mind.
我们才能够在神的家中，我们能够彼此的顺服。
Then we can submit to each other in the house of God.
教会真正的见证就是在地上做主身体合一的见证。
The testimony of the church is to be the one body of Christ on earth.
但是我们对合一这个的理解很多都偏差了。
But we don't have a correct understanding of oneness and unity.
我们所看到的合一就是大家你好我好就叫合一。
To many, unity means that we're all, we're good to each other.
我们要看到合一是这个身体能够运作了，那才叫做合一。
Only when the body is functioning, then there is unity.
这个身体不能运作的，那个合一只能够说是合作。
If the body is not functioning, then it's only cooperation.
所以我简单的提到，因为现在谈到见证的话，除了我们个人的见证，我们今天也有教会的见证。
Other than personal witness, we also have the testimony of the church.
我们都需要被主带到实地，我们才能够有真正的这个实地出来。
We all have to be brought to the ground of death, then we have the reality.
弟兄姊妹，道理不难懂。
It's not hard to know this teaching.
但是真正要实行是难上加难。
But to really work it out is very, very difficult.
主耶稣有个呼召说，你们要做我的门徒，天天舍己，背十字架来跟从我。
And that's why the Lord said that to be my disciple, you have to take, deny yourself and take up your cross daily and follow me.
这件事情只有我们真是切实学习亲近主，我们才能够活着，我们踏得上去。
Only when we learn to live close to Him in His presence can we really do this.
求主给我们，不管我们今天信主多少年。
No matter how many years you have believed,
给我们切实经历，他是真的，是活的。
May we truly experience that He is real and He is alive.
我从心里面竭力的愿意主的见证在教会中也能够显得。
And that in my heart, I really pursue that His testimony can be accomplished in the church.
我们会有一个祷告说，主坐在我身上，但愿我能够成为一份在这个身体里面使你的运作能够运作出来。
That we have a prayer that Lord, do it in me that I will be a functioning member of the body.
求主救我，不要让我成为那个是破坏身体运作的那一个。
Save me, that I will not be one who destroy or hinder that functioning of the body.
主啊，求你给我们能够做你真实的见证人。
That we will be a true witness for you, Lord.
我们低头一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们再一次一同到你的面前来。
Lord, we come before you once again.
说我们谢谢你救了我们。
Lord, we thank you that you have saved us.
你要用我们这么低微不堪的人来做你的见证。
You want people such as us, so low, so undeserving, to be your witnesses.
说求你给我们有个强烈的心愿，说我们愿意被你得着。
May you give us a strong heart's desire that we want you to capture us.
说救我们。
Lord,
能够在你手中成为一个有用的人。
Save us that we can be one who's useful for you.
并且在你的见证上，我们能够是有一份的。
And that we have a part in your testimony.
所以愿你的名拓在我们身上，而不会被羞愧的。
That your name will not be shamed because of us.
所以怜悯我们，在这个世代。但愿我们能够走在你见证的路上。
Have mercy on us that we can walk in your testimony in this age.
主啊，听我们的呼求。
Lord, hear our cry.
拯救我们，有真正走在你路上。
Save us, Lord, that we will be walking in your way.
This
we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
聚会就到此。